What superheat is and why it protects the compressor. What superheat actually measures, how to calculate it from suction pressure and line temperature, and why a healthy superheat keeps liquid refrigerant out of the compressor. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Superheat is the number of degrees a refrigerant vapor is above its boiling point at that pressure. Once refrigerant has fully boiled into a vapor, any extra heat you add just raises its temperature past the saturation point. That gap, measured temperature minus saturation temperature, is your superheat. If a refrigerant is boiling at 40 degrees and the lie is actually 52 degrees, you've got 12 degrees of superheat. Simple subtraction. The hard part is knowing what the saturation temperature is, and that's where your gauges come in. How it works. While a liquid is boiling, its temperature stays pinned at the saturation point no matter how much heat you add. The added heat goes into changing the liquid to a vapor, not into raising the temperature. That's a mixed state. Part liquid, part vapor, and it sits right at saturation. Only after the last drop of liquid has boiled off can the vapor's temperature climb above saturation. So if you measure a vapor line and it reads hotter than the saturation temperature, you know for a fact there's no liquid left at that point. That's the whole value of superheat. It's proof that the refrigerant is 100% vapor, plus a margin. In the field, to read superheat on the suction line near the compressor, put your gauges on the suction low side port and read the pressure. Convert that pressure to saturation temperature. Use your gauge's printed scale for that refrigerant, or a PT chart, or let a digital gauge do it. Clamp an accurate pipe thermometer on the suction line at the same spot, well insulated against ambient air. Subtract. Superheat equals measured line temp saturation temp. A digital manifold does all three steps and just hands you superheat, but know what it's doing under the hood, because a bad temp clamp or a wrong refrigerant setting gives you garbage. Normal values and targets. Total system superheat TXV system, at the compressor, generally 10 to 20 degrees. The TXV controls evaporator superheat tightly, usually 8 to 12 degrees at the coil. The suction line picks up a few more degrees on the way back. Fixed orifice slash piston system. There is no fixed target. Superheat changes with indoor and outdoor conditions. You charge to a target pulled from a manufacturer's chart based on indoor wet bulb and outdoor dry bulb. On a mild warm day, the target often lands somewhere around 10 to 15 degrees, but in milder conditions it can be higher. Compressor minimum. As a rule of thumb, never let suction superheat at the compressor fall below about 5 degrees. Below that you risk liquid making it back. Common faults and what they mean. High superheat, say 25 degrees plus. The evaporator is being starved of refrigerant. Could be low charge, a restricted metering device, a clogged liquid line dryer, or low airflow that boils off the refrigerant too early. The coil isn't getting fed enough liquid to stay cold all the way through. Low superheat under about 5 degrees, the evaporator is flooded. Too much refrigerant is feeding the coil and liquid is making it past the coil toward the compressor. Could be overcharge, a TXV stuck open, or an oversized slash wrong piston. Zero superheat. Liquid is in the suction line. Shut it down before you wreck the compressor. Tech tips and gotchas. Superheat protects the compressor from liquid sludding. Compressors pump vapor. They cannot compress a liquid. Liquid doesn't compress. If liquid refrigerant gets into the cylinders of a recip or floods a scroll, it can break valves, wash the oil off the bearings, or hydraulically lock and crack something. Healthy superheat guarantees only vapor reaches the compressor. Floodback doesn't always kill a compressor in one shot. More often it slowly washes oil out of the compressor and back into the system, and the bearings starve and fail months later. So a little liquid won't hurt it is wrong. It just hurts it slowly. Measure superheat where it matters for the question you're asking. Evaporator outlet superheat tells you about the metering device and coil feed. Compressor inlet superheat tells you whether the compressor is safe. They're different numbers on the same system. Don't trust superheat as a charging target on a TXV system. The valve will hold superheat steady across a range of charges, so you can be overcharged and still see normal superheat. Charge TXV systems by subcooling instead. Safety slash code notes. If you see liquid returning to the compressor, do not just add a restriction and walk away. Find the root cause. A repeat floodback is a comeback and a dead compressor. Recover refrigerant per EPA 608 before opening the system. To correct a charge problem,